This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster in My Podcast.
And these are the formless spawn of Sathagwa.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Mighty Morphin oozy thingies.
Formless masses.
There we go. Yep. That fits the rhythm better.
These formless mass holes. So these are another goo. Yet for more goo. And this is from a collaboration.
Yeah, with Zialia Bishop. I don't know who that is. I know the Mound.
Yeah. Also, I mean, I mostly know her from collaborations with Lovecraft, but she's another sci-fi horror weird fiction writer.
Mm-hmm.
So these are
black protean beings that are a sludge, but they can change their shape in an instant, which mostly means that they're like combat Swiss Army knives.
Yes. They become, you know, they can whip, they can grapple, they can do all the rules in the book you don't want to read.
Right.
They can do car chases. they can do all.
The car chases are so bad.
Yeah.
Fucking D20 modern car chases.
Yeah, there's a couple of things the role-playing games have never gotten right.
Right.
And these guys can do all of them.
Yeah.
So they're always in the Matrix. it's always Matrix combat. It's illusions.
Yeah.
As well. Mostly it's whippies and bludgeonies.
Yes.
These things. But there's not a whole lot to them.
No.
You know, they dissolve people. They swallow them and dissolve them.
Mm-hmm.
Which their own size, which makes me think of like, so I think about the thing I could probably eat the most of, but I wouldn't want to eat one that was my own size.
Mm.
And then I was thinking, what if I was a deranged billionaire who had all of my food presented to me as food sculptures of myself?
Sorry, you caught me off guard with that.
That'd be weird.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, you know, like it's like you eat that pancake face in the morning and like that's fine. But what if it was just like a life-size to scale sculpture of yourself made of food?
Well, no, and then you can get an article written about you. I mean, if you're a deranged millionaire, the press is going to want to know the secret to your success. And you can say, everybody, if you want to be as successful as me, you need to conquer your fear.
Yeah, conquer your fear of eating yourself as cold cut. I think that if I did that, I would be a much more liked deranged billionaire than like Elon Musk or whatever.
Yeah.
Like instead of being like, oh, everyone's a pedophile. Grimes, I love your pussy. Like I would be, instead I would be like, yeah, like this is pancake Gary.
Mm-hmm.
And then for lunch, I'm going to have cold cut Gary. And then for dinner, I might have a nice roast Gary. And then just like have a gallery of them. They end up on the cover of magazines themselves. Like,
oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know, they become their own little celebrities.
No. People keep on trying to break into your house to eat the roast Gary in order to get your power, but you don't let them.
Well, I imagine I couldn't eat them quick enough, so they'd all go in the dumpster.
It would be incredibly, incredibly wasteful.
Yeah. Or I'd give them to orphans. You know, I would deliver myself with the orphans and be like, hey, you know, hey, Skylar, you're adopted. Psych. But here's some steak, you know?
But if they're orphans, aren't they? I mean, you like the whole you're adopted thing. Huh? Wait, are you doing that to own them? Are you trying to own these orphans?
No. I just want them to eat. I just want them to eat a roast that's shaped like me, Cole. It's not a slavery thing. It's a sex thing.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.